Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In Syria, aid groups and activists are reacting with skepticism to a proposed ceasefire backed by the U.S. and Russia. As NPR's Allison Muse reports, humanitarian assistance to besieged areas is scheduled to begin in 1 week.
Why wait 1 week? That's the response of aid group Mercy Corps to a proposed Syria truce. Mercy Corps is aiding thousands of families who fled a Russian-backed regime offensive north of Aleppo. Activists with the Syria campaign, which is pushing for the lifting of sieges, say the truce has a gaping hole. It doesn't stop the Russian bombing. Russia has vowed to keep targeting, quote, terrorist groups. But Russia's UN ambassador has labeled almost all Aleppo rebels as terrorists. He says civilian casualties are inevitable. The Syrian Network for Human Rights reports Russia is now killing more civilians per day than any other party. Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.
1,000 years ago, the Roman Catholic Church and Eastern Orthodoxy split. Today, in a wood-paneled VIP room at the airport in Havana, Cuba, with international media witnessing the event, Pope Francis and Russian Orthodox Patriarch Kirill greeted each other with an embrace and a kiss. It was the first time a pope and a Russian patriarch had ever met. The meeting is believed to have the approval of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The church leaders are pressing for the end of persecution of all Christians in the Middle East. After some early resistance, Volkswagen has agreed to recall a total of 850,000 Audi and VW vehicles in the U.S. due to Takata airbag problems. The German automaker had first suggested that its cars with airbag inflators made at a Takata factory in Germany would not have the problems of those made in the U.S. and Mexico. However, the cars in question now will be recalled. Wall Street closed up today as bank stocks and oil regained a bit of lost ground. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained an even 2%. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports the gains cap another tough week with continued turmoil in the markets.
The year started off with some concerns about China's economy, and that continued into the week. The market closed about where it began on Monday, but gyrated as commodity prices roiled markets. Oil prices hit a 13-year low, then surged at the end of the week as comments from an OPEC member raised hopes of cutting production. Market analysts say they aren't sure what underlies the turmoil in stock prices. Meanwhile, investors have been fleeing to some traditional safe havens, including U.S. Treasuries and reserve currencies. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 313 points at 15,973. The Nasdaq was up 70. This is NPR. In Germany, Auschwitz survivors testified in court today against a former SS sergeant. As Esme Nicholson reports, this is likely to be one of Germany's last Nazi war crime trials.
94-year-old Reinhold Hanning was a guard at Auschwitz. He stands accused of facilitating the slaughter of 170,000 people. He showed no emotion as survivors recounted the smell of burning flesh, the piles of corpses, and people being shot. One survivor, Leon Schwarzbaum, also 94, said, "If your ribs were visible, you were a candidate for the crematorium." Schwarzbaum lost 35 relatives to the Holocaust. Hanning denies direct involvement in any executions, but prosecutors argue he is guilty of accessory to murder because he helped the death camp function. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, Marco Rubio, and Jeb Bush today brought their campaigns to the Faith and Family Forum at Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Said Bush,
"My faith was an important part of how I made decisions. I do not believe that you put your faith in a lockbox when you're in public life and say, well, that's only for my private matters. That is totally wrong."
University junior Sam Brennan welcomed the forum.
"We're presented with the opportunity to come here. I mean, it's on my camp, it's on my school. I mean, that's, and it's free. Like, you know, that's nice to be able to come in and just do that."
Republicans debate next in Greenville tomorrow. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.